This is either proof that Scott Moe is correct to be concerned about shoring up support on the political right, or that he really doesn't have that much to worry about. The SAS Party, which you recall was formed as a big tent coalition of Liberals and Tories, has veered well to the right in recent years and may as well be called the Conservative Party. Although the new SAS United Party claims just the opposite, that it's the real Conservative Party and the SAS Party is becoming liberal or something. After last year's by-elections, a SAS United second place showing in a rural riding clearly spooked Moe. The government responded with drastic action on a virtual non-issue of trans kids. Now a couple of former SAS Party MLAs are running for SAS United. One of them is Greg Berkich, who said this recently to Evan Bray.
Very disappointed in the Premier and the way he's acted. He's certainly no Brad Walsh.
The former MLAs may be nursing grudges, but are they indicators also of a real threat on the rural right? It's going to be one of the interesting things to follow in the election, which should be called within days. I'm Murray Wood.